Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to another episode of Blabber Buddies.
I'm your host Landon Vargo and I'm here with my co-host Bryant Wagner.
Yeah, fuck you.
And I'm sorry, but it's been a little over a month since we have been with you all.
Little hiatus.
Yeah, little hiatus.
Sorry about that.
Due to work and
military training. Gotta love it.
Yep. But in all reality, you can just blame Brian.
Why is it my fault?
Because everything is your fault.
Hey, I offered to record this by myself.
Yeah. Just going to go ahead and let you all know, to offend anybody by the lingo on our podcast today,
we don't give a shit. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Not even a little bit.
So
yeah, fuck you.
Sign off and go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's been quite a while.
Has been.
Yeah. Since it we've been doing any
a
of
month.
This. Yeah.
Month has been too long. Sorry, listeners.
And by the way, what are we drinking today? Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy.
We're not sponsored by them, but we wanted something to go with our food we were eating today. Yep. So Summer Shandy it is.
And it is.
It is summer.
So it kind of goes hand in hand.
It is. You wanted something that was like summer vibey.
Yeah.
What better than Leinenkugel?
Yeah, especially with the word summer in it.
Nope. Exactly. It says Summer Shandy.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yep. Clinky, clinky, so, drinky, drinky.
You know what? Just thinking of the word summer. I was thinking of that. Oh, for summer, you know, like when.
Do you realize that?
I don't really care.
I've seen it one time, one fucking time. I saw it in theaters. I have yet to see it again. You know why?
Because you don't have any skills, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills.
Here's the bad part about this movie, though, right?
What?
I've seen it once. I can still quote it because that's how memorably stupid it was.
Exactly. And that's why it's so funny.
You keep
it was
watching.
Just that stupid.
It was. Holy, give me some of your tots. Your own tots.
Go get your own.
God.
God.
Then there's this guy that I follow on. I can't think of the dude's name right now. I'll have to look it up later. But he's
awesome.
Looks, hair, glasses. I think like high or drunk all the time.
Oh, yeah. Wait, where did you say he lives?
Lives. He's either on Instagram or TikTok. But more than likely, he's in the Midwest because our lives suck.
Yeah, Indiana is pretty lame. Oh, anyway, I like Napoleon Dynamite.
You and my wife would get along just fine.
So anyway, one of the reasons why I recorded a episode is Ica for a week. Sandal.
Jealous.
It was awesome.
Did you see any rays of sandals?
We did see a stingray.
No shit.
I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah, went snorkeling and I actually told her, I was like, hey, look, point down. And I mean, it was way down there. It was probably about... What do you say?
Excuse me. The good one.
You're such a
Sorry.
So I pointed down and it was probably about 15 feet down.
Sure.
Maybe 10 to 15. And I was like, oh my God, look.
Did you go get it?
Hell no.
You didn't go touch it?
No.
Why?
For one, we were snorkeling. Two, I don't know if you've ever been in salt water, but it is hard to swim down because salt water is so much more dense. It shoots you up.
Yeah, I know. So just dive. Just go. Swim.
Could have done it, but also I know what happened to Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, and I don't want that to happen.
He was around a whole bunch of them. It was just one. And like stingrays.
All it takes is just one.
Yeah, but stingrays are very docile creatures. No. Very much so. I mean, you can like pet them at the zoo.
Yeah, but you're also not in the water.
Valid, but still. I mean, you can still.
I think that's enough validation.
Dude.
So anyway, we did see the stingray.
Did you see any dolphins?
Yes, I did.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It was awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Because
dolphins are a good luck sign while you're out on the water?
Dolphin, did you know, are my favorite animal in the world?
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think I have
I really want to ask this question, but I can't because we're
do you
not.
Think, why do you think I have?
That's a turtle.
No. That is a dolphin, homie.
That is a dolphin.
Yes,
you're right. But I just figured, I didn't know if it was a military thing with dolphins or whatever.
Absolutely not.
Unbeknownst to me. But cool. Nice.
Yeah. Because dolphins.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. I'm curious. I was just saying, you were going to ask why.
Yeah,
I'm curious
to
know why.
Well, it's funny to ask because I was about to tell you. Dolphins are the only mammal other than humans that have sex for.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Trust me. I've done my homework on it.
Even monkeys?
Nope.
Whales?
They do it all for monkeys and whatever, they'll do it for
pleasure.
Well, yeah, not monkeys. Now, chimps, they are not considered monkeys because they're gorillas.
They're in their own like subspecies.
They are considered apes.
They're monkeys.
Considered humanoid. No, they're not. So monkeys have tails.
But yeah. Okay, fine. They're apes. Fine. Then I'm asserting my dominance. Like that's pleasurable.
That's not pleasurable.
Really?
No. As that's part of the hierarchy of reproduction purposes. It's still with pleasure.
All right. Well, fair enough.
If a dolphin had arms and thumbs and fingers, it'd probably masturbate more than humans do.
That little hawk tooth
spit on that thing. Anyway, it was a lot of fun out there. I partook in stage events.
Yeah.
Where they called me up on stage.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There was one where it was like a battle of the sexes.
Okay.
And basically they would do like heinous competition.
Okay.
Gave it a good effort. I give them, gave them all a high five. But there was a single event, and all the guys, there was like four of us.
Sure.
The other three guys wanted me to do it. They didn't want to go. Ended up being a dance-off.
Oh, you got called out in a dance-off.
Yeah, I got called out on a dance-off.
All right, I like it.
And I was just, crap. Watch this girl be freaking amazing. And
they're pretty good dancers. Yeah. Even if they're horrible, they're really good dancers.
Well, to my surprise and to my luck, this girl was absolutely horrendous dancer.
Oh, did you dominate?
Oh.
I've seen you dance. So
this girl like had white boy rhythm plus the white girl rhythm combined in a bow, along with 30 babies of white baby rhythm on top of it. Like it was just that terrible. Yeah, like I think
bouncing.
Like, she couldn't even clap her hands on tune.
Oh, you shit.
Know, it was terrible.
That is bad. That
so,
is really,
so
really bad.
I just kind of out in the audience, and my wife was out there, and I ended up.
Is there a video?
There is.
No way. You have to post that. You have to post that on our page.
There is video. I might.
You have to.
So anyway, it was a song, but it wasn't lame. No, it was.
So, baby.
Shut up, dude. I'm trying to talk.
I'm sorry.
And
I can just see you dancing to that.
No, absolutely not. So it got to the point where I was just like, fuck this shit. So I ripped my shirt off of my head. And,
so nobody's paying attention to your dancing, but paying attention.
Pretty much. So, and I started swinging my, like a lasso.
All right.
And I'd go on nuts, and then I'm humping to the air and shit and like other dance. I run out to the crowd and start humping my wife.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for your wife.
And the funny part is the host and all the people in the crowd had no idea that that was my wife. And
oh, so they just thought you were humping on some random chick.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great. So I get back to the stage, and after they cut the music off, the host, she goes, who was that poor lady? And why did, like, do you even know that poor lady? I'm like, yeah, it's my wife. And she's like, oh, she's like, it had me worried there for a minute.
Fair enough.
But anyway, it was a unanimous decision on crowd cheers that I
did. You won for your looks, not because of skills. Let's be clear. Let's be realistic here. You won because of your looks, not because of your dancing skills. I've seen you dance. Horrendous.
Obviously, you haven't seen.
Have seen.
I haven't really danced around.
You have enough.
No, I haven't.
You really want to argue this with me right now?
Yeah, I do.
I've seen you dance.
You've never seen me really full on dance.
Well, clearly not with your shirt off, because again, you took your shirt off for the look. And not for the dancing skill.
So
even Patrick Swayze took his shirt off, but still had a shirt on to dancing.
So anyway, I'm just going to let you know right now, I use this company. That's how good of a dancer I really am. Yeah. And not just fucking around dancing.
Good. I mean, it's Ball State.
Like I said.
It's Ball State.
You've never.
It's choreographed dancing. Just
all dancing is choreographed dancing.
There's freestyle.
Because you think about what you're going to do next before you actually do it, which is a form of choreography.
It's freestyle.
I'm not going to have the conversation of choreography with you.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You did it for the looks. You got it for the looks.
So going on with dancing, it was like of couples.
Okay.
And my wife had to sit in a chair and dance on her.
Yeah.
And
grind on her.
I obviously that's the type of dancing you have to. Like if you're sit in a chair and your spouse has to dance on you, what do you think you're going to fuck?
Well, I mean, you could have not danced on her. I don't know. Like,
what? Just like.
You could have done the robot.
So I just kind of gave her a look and she gave me a look back and she tear it up.
Attaboy.
I was like, yeah.
That's my
like,
wife. I was like, absolutely.
I can definitely tell she's sauced.
I love it.
So, but yeah, we ended up winning that one too.
Hey, so you won both dance competitions. Your wife do any dancing or was it all you?
No, she partook in grab a ball from each other using only their elbows or passing it like a relay style race type deal.
Sure. Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
But it wasn't you? It was with
No. I was actually taking pictures of that one. And, she had a good time though.
Sure.
Fun.
Sure. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. That's exciting. I didn't do anything that exciting while you were gone. No. So, hey, I've got some questions. I got some would you rathers, number one.
Ooh,
of course.
I love these.
I know you do, but I got some other questions that are not. Let me back up here because it went away. So, if two mind readers.
No, I do not like pickled beets.
Good for you. If two mind readers read each other's, whose mind are they reading?
Each other's.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
They're mind readers.
Yeah.
So like if they're reading each other's minds, are they reading, like if you and I are mind readers,
right.
I'm reading your mind, am I reading what I'm thinking or am I reading what you're thinking?
You're reading what I'm thinking, what you're reading, what I'm thinking.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because if you're reading my mind at the same time, you're reading what I'm thinking.
Yeah. This argument's not going to work.
I'm asking a question. Reading, it's not an argument. I'm asking a legit question.
You're a mind reader reading my mind. So you're
reading
mind. You're reading me.
Right. But then I'm reading my mind.
Right.
Reading your mind.
Right.
So then
kinda,
I'm also
so
reading.
It's kind of like.
It's like.
It's kind of like when you look into a mirror.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
No, it's kind of like when you look into a mirror with a mirror behind you. And
right. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Exactly. So like.
Yeah.
It's a valid question.
Valid question.
Yeah. So am I reading your mind, reading my mind, reading your mind? Or am I reading my mind, your mind? I think I'm confusing myself sitting here trying to think about this.
I've got an answer for that.
Yeah. I don't fucking care.
No. I've got a really good answer for that.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Second question. If I told you that I was lying in bed right now, wouldn't that be me telling you the truth?
Well, no, because you're sitting there.
Yeah, but if I was actually lying in bed, like if I was lying in bed right now.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, if I was lying in bed right now,
wouldn't
that be me telling you the truth?
Yeah.
But what if I wasn't?
Because you're lying in bed. Two different meanings. Oh, you mean like telling me a lie? Like you're lying to me. I see what you're coming from. You're an idiot.
That's a good one.
Play on words. Play on words. I gotcha.
That took you a minute. That was a good one. All right. So some would you rathers here just for shits and gigs. Mm-hmm. Would you rather, this one's kind of fun. Would you rather be stung by a jellyfish? Or trapped by an octopus?
Stung by a jellyfish.
Why?
Because the sting, it may hurt a little bit. Octopus, they got those big old beaks. What if they bite you?
Yeah.
That's like they could take big chunks out of your leg.
Octopus doesn't have beaks. That's a squid. Octopuses don't have beaks.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You're 100% right. I was thinking squid for
no,
some
No, you're reason. Good. You're good.
Yeah. Squid do have beaks, you're but right. Octopus, yeah. I mean, they still have teeth, though.
Well, fair, but I don't... We're not talking about being bit by an octopus.
Yeah,
we're
but
talking
it could
about
happen.
Being, yeah, but the,
it could
the,
happen.
Yeah,
though.
But the argument is stung by a jellyfish or trapped, like tentacles hugged, trapped
in my underwear
by an octopus. That's not part of the thing.
Yeah, but I need to know stipulations.
That's not part of the thing.
Okay, I'd still be rather stung by a jellyfish. Cooler.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is because I'd be like, dude, I totally stung by a jellyfish,
and you're gonna have a lasting mark for the rest of your life.
And then I'd get it tattooed on my.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hugged by a octopus.
Yeah. But then see the thing, octopus, you're probably going to be 10 feet under.
Why do I have to be underwater?
Because it's going to hold you down because that's where octopuses live is.
Octopi?
Yeah, sure. Octopuses. And they're going to trap you because he has 8 tentacles. 7 of them are going to tie you down because those are strong little fuckers. Then the 8th leg is going to hold you guys down so you can't float up to the top, and then you're going to lose air, and then after you lose air, you're going to suffocate.
You suffocate,
then the sharks are—they're going to smell dead flesh. You're like, I want Bryant. I feel like I'm going to eat some Bryant today.
So why do I have to be underwater?
Because that's where they live.
But I don't have to just be solely underwater. An octopus.
An octopus isn't going to come out of water just to solely give you a fucking nuzzle hug. All right. They're not going to sit there and give you cuddles.
It could be caught.
They're not going to give you.
It could be caught and it's off the hook. And now it's just like, yeah. You know,
they're not going to give you octopussy hugs.
I mean, I would love pussy hugs.
8 of them. Hey, that's the clap.
Okay. So jellyfish. All right. Would you rather, this kind of goes along with your cooking thing. Would you rather be an amazing cook, but not be able to taste, or be an amazing musician, but not be able to hear any of your music? Yeah, Beethoven versus
so I would rather cook. I would rather be a musician and not be able to hear it because I like cooking better.
First one we actually agree upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Because I don't personally care about cooking because that's just not my thing. So like if I make you shitty food, I mean, I don't want to make you shitty food, so I'm just not going to cook the food.
Right.
So yeah. I'll play music where I can't hear it. Beethoven. Phenomenal musician.
Yeah.
And I'll be comfortable with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then if it sucks.
Oh, well.
I don't have to hear that it sucks.
Right. Exactly. I can play.
Really?
I
can play any music.
Well,
instrument?
I can play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the piano. That
every motherfucker can do that. Can you also play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with a recorder? Because every third grader can do that.
I know. I forgot how to do that one.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you make music with a rainmaker like every fourth grader could? You've already tried this once.
Yeah, I just turn it over and it makes noise. Exactly.
You've already tried this once and failed.
Go ahead.
I got one more. Right. And then no more would you rathers. Let me see here. This one's kind of a good one. It goes kind of along with the musical thing. But would you rather it sing hypothetically? And you can, you require, so yeah. You've got somewhat of a. Would you rather sing your favorite song in front of a sold out crowd?
Yep.
Or in front of the original artist by yourself?
In front of a sold out crowd.
I would rather, sing in front of the artist. It'd be fun. So like outside of the adrenaline high that you get from the crowd, like to be able, like there's nerves that you're already going in singing your favorite song to whoever made it, whoever wrote it, whatever.
Yeah.
Like there's an adrenaline high that comes with that. And then to also be like, if you were really good at it, to also have that artist like, oh my God.
You know what though?
You know,
instead of having to sing it out in front of a big, huge crowd, a sold out crowd, obviously already have a record deal or it will be recorded one way or another.
True.
And then guess what? If it's that awesome in front of a sold out crowd.
I mean, you're probably going to get both. Yeah. But like, it's different for them to hear it like secondhand. Versus like if you wrote, like you're Michael Jackson and you wrote freaking Billie Jean, right? You wrote, performed it. I sing it just to you. Like there's a difference there than hearing it secondhand.
Yeah, but then
you know what I mean?
But then I would be like, Bryant,
you
that
suck.
Is just awful. If I were you, I would go home, put a gun in my mouth and pull the trigger because that was just awful.
For anybody suffering from depression or anything, we apologize for the joke.
I don't. I don't.
Okay. I apologize for it.
I don't apologize for it because that's how Simon Cowell
used to. He doesn't anymore. Have you seen him on Britain's Got Talent?
That's on Britain's Got Talent. Well, the way he acts on Britain's Got Talent and the way he acts on American Idol.
He's on American Idol anymore.
I know.
For various reasons.
Because he's an asshole.
Right.
He's an asshole on American TV. So going back to our conversation from many episodes ago.
Okay. You're going to have to enlighten me on this.
About Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Pepper.
So the Indiana State Fair is coming to town next month.
Woo-woo.
August 2nd through the 9th of August.
Yeah, 17th or 9th. Yeah.
Dill pickle flavored Dr. Pepper is one of their specials that they're going to be having at the Indiana State Fair this year.
I'm not sure.
Still going to try it.
I mean, like, I kind of want to.
I mean, it has nothing to do with Oreos,
no, mind you.
But do you think dill pickle Dr. Pepper, that's interesting.
But why dill pickle? Like, why is it? I noticed, so looking at the thing that you sent me, the website that you sent me, there's a lot of, like, dill pickle flavored or related things. Like, why is that a thing this year?
I'll tell you how it got started.
I'd like to know.
Because a couple years ago, one of the vendors, they started a dill pickle pizza.
Yeah, that's good.
They featured a dill pickle. It was good. Yeah. It was delicious. I had one.
They have it at the Giacomo's. They have a pizza like that at Giacomo's. Right.
But they featured it a few years ago at the fair. I also had one in Nashville, Tennessee. So it was a big hit. Make a long story short, was a huge hit, delicious. I had a piece and I thought phenomenal. So now everything is dill pickle that. Oh, we got a dried dill pickle. Hence why they coming out with somebody is going to dill pickle juice with Dr. Pepper. Going to sell it. And I guarantee you, because Indiana people, they are so.
We like weird shit.
They are so fucking weird that we like weird they're going to. I guarantee you they make a dill pickle Dr. Pepper because I mean, people are going to be intrigued. They're gonna be like, I want to try it.
Like, I'm willing to try it. And so I'm one of those people. Like, I'm willing to try
it. Yeah, I'm going to try it. Are you kidding me?
I'm not liking, because I don't like pickled juice, nor do I really like dill pickles just like by themselves. But like,
now, obviously, yeah. I'm going to share it because I probably won't drink that whole thing itself.
You and I can share then. We're going on the same day.
Well,
so you and I can share. Out.
But if any of the listeners have not seen the lineup for their food that they're going to be featuring, some of it looked pretty good.
We should post that on our Facebook page. Good. Just so people can take a look at it and see.
Yeah.
If they want to attend, we'll be there. I think we're going, what, on the 7th?
Yeah, we are going on the 7th, which is Military Day.
Well, I'm not in the military, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, but
kudos to you. Thank you, active military and former military.
Yeah, so we are going on August 7th. Right, so if you go to
going in the afternoon, go there, I think, right?
I'm going in the morning, but you're going to meet me there later.
Because
you got stuff
to do. I got work beforehand.
Yeah.
Stupid work.
Wait, where at?
Huh?
Oh, you got the...
I have driving.
The driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got work beforehand.
Yeah, that's
for an hour.
For a whole whopping hour.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo, woo. So if anybody is out and about at the Indiana Center on August 7th, might be lucky enough to run into your two favorite blabber buddies with their families sitting there.
We'll give you a crisp high five.
Yeah. If you recognize us from our webpage or anything like that, or Facebook... or Twitter or anything like that.
Come say hi.
Come say hi.
We'd love to talk to you, meet you.
Maybe even share an adult beverage.
Oh, absolutely. I love free adult beverages. So, you know, if you're coming over to say hi, go ahead and have it in your hand because I will happily partake.
Dude, you act like you're a goddamn celebrity.
I mean, I kind of am. Hey, somebody that knows somebody knows me. So, like, I'm pretty legit. So are you.
Your hand does not count. As somebody who knows you.
Angelina Jolie most certainly does.
Okay. How long did it take you to think of that one?
Real quick, because I got Angelina Jolie and Amanda Bynes.
Ah, dude. Amanda Bynes, dude, really?
Amanda.
Like, yeah, she's gross, though.
Back when she wasn't.
No, like, she's. Have you seen her recently? She's like drugged up. She's like one of those regular. Hey. She's like one of those regulars that come into like an AA meeting and say, "Oh, you think you're bad because you're here for Alcoholics Anonymous? I use cocaine."
Hey, if Lizzie McGuire and Lindsay Lohan can all come back from it, I have hope. It might take her a couple of years, but I have hope.
Lizzie McGuire.
Can't think of her. Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff.
Thank you. Yeah, Hillary Duff. They can all come back.
Does she have a problem?
She had some kind of problem. I don't know what.
I don't think it would lasted very long if she did.
No, it didn't. But she like most child actors at that time, had problems.
Or didn't.
Well, that's because, I don't think she was ever on like Disney, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network. That's who I mean. Like most of those people, actors and actresses that were child stars in that era, Nickelodeon, Disney, et cetera, like they all had their problems. And most of them have since come out of it. I think.
Well, I know Lindsay Lohan made a big.
She did. Have you seen what Hillary Duff? Dude, you need to take a look.
Why is she?
She like is
gross.
Oh,
she better not be because she's I always had a little.
She got a little fat pooper. She looked real good. She looks real good for like she got like three or four kids.
Oh yeah,
she looks real good.
Thing is, she's always looked good though.
Yeah, not for.
Yeah, she has. Yeah,
but she looks better now than she did when she was younger.
She's got a nice little butt.
I told you. Did I not?
Yeah, look at that. It's a bad angle on her upper half, but
yeah, I know. And even her upper half, it's not great, but it's not. Yeah, she looks good. What?
Hooray for her.
Yeah, I know, right?
Go her.
Yeah. There you go. You can keep having your little man crush on Hillary Duff.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I haven't even thought about her since then until
you are now. You are now.
She's only 36, huh?
Yeah.
That much older than she is.
You have a chance.
No, I'm married.
No, until chance. Your wife hears this podcast, and he might not be anymore. So you still have a chance.
Yeah, bullshit. Anyway, so, but yeah.
So you're dill, saying there's a chance?
Dill pickle, Dr. Pepper. Definitely going to try it.
Give it a shot. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
If you want to see all the other foods, just jump on our Facebook page. Just click on it, and it'll take you straight there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to try all the foods.
I know, but the funnel cake
like
really
good.
Like,
my inner fat kid that day will probably supersede.
Yeah, that's probably true. You're probably right. Although, my inner fat kid is, I'm an outer fat kid. Like an innie outie fat kid. An innie yeah, outie's
an
tummy.
Innie outie.
An innie outie belly button. It. I'm an innie outie fat kid.
So before we started our podcast today, I made three different breakfast sandwiches.
Dude, these sandwiches were absolutely freaking phenomenal. So he made, I didn't do shit. I sat here drinking beer. He made three different sandwiches. All of his over
they're,
hard.
They're over hard
over
egg
hard
sandwiches.
Eggs. Yeah. Yep. With bacon. All with different sauces. Yeah. Hard, but I'm getting there. Okay. All the different sauces, two of which our lovely Mr. Vargo here makes himself. One just came out of the jar. Yeah, out of a jar. But all three, oh my Lanta. Not wait for your food truck to make its way into the world. The other one was a chipotle mayo, which holy cow. Little zing, little spice, but like very flavorful. Very impressed by it. Then the third was a whiskey glaze. That he makes, that he has for one of his burgers that I've already had, by the way. And that burger was delicious too. And
dude, you don't have to have an orgasm.
I mean,
great.
I had one while I was eating it. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was.
Well, they were all very good.
Well, I mean, Kickstarter campaign for my food truck takes off. I am able to raise funds for it. Like I said, June 5 is goal. Have it up and running.
Yeah, but hopefully it won't take long.
Hopefully not.
You've got, I think, a pretty good friend base outside of here. You got a pretty good fan base. Even more to come, hopefully, more than likely. So, no, I'm hopeful, and I'm definitely putting money towards that for sure. Because holy cow.
See what happens.
You're welcome. No, but the food today was very good, mixed with the beer. A great combination of both. I'm pumped for your Kickstarter to get going and for your food truck to get going. Can't wait for the world to taste your flavorful, words are hard, food.
Yeah.
Hey, also, why does your nose run and your feet smell?
You're an idiot.
What? It's a valid question.
No, it's a very good valid question. Should probably ask a doctor.
Not so much the doctor part, but like who thought, like, you know, when whoever thought of that, like that you're like,
it's running out of your nose.
Well, right. But couldn't it be something like nose related? Like, I don't know.
I got snot drips, guys. Watch out. I got snot drips. Snot strips coming. Watch out for the snot drips.
I mean, that would make way more sense than my nose is running. Like, is it like, how far away from you is it, you know?
Got that foot stank. Watch out for this foot stank.
Your refrigerator's running. Well, you better go catch it. My nose is running. Well, you better go catch it. No, I was curious.
I couldn't tell you.
And why do feet smell? Like, feet don't smell.
But, yeah, I can't do this. I got, you know, planter's warts on my feet, and I got to go to the dentist because I got gum disease and pull all my teeth, and it's because I ate the too many sweets. I ate them sweets, you know, about 3 years ago. And
why do you sound like a redneck?
Because that's typically what I get when, like, what I see when I hear people bragging about their crap, literally white trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I hear it across the board.
Yeah, but their country bumpkin accent, it just
rubs you the wrong way.
It tickles me.
Tickles your funny bone?
Yeah, because it sounds ridiculous. That's right. They won't let me have my treats. I don't want to sit there and eat my donuts and drink my sweet tea and have my Newport cigarette, but they won't let me do it. Boy, I tell you what.
You sound like Tomater, Larry the Cable Guy. Man, I tell you what.
Man, tell you what.
I'm the first one getting to drive on the new road. Yeah. Tell you what.
I tell you what. I get out of this here truck, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to litter the, man, I'm going to be giving you so many lefts, you're going to be begging me for a ride. Man, I'm so badass. If you ever see me out in the forest fighting a bear, you better come out and help the bear.
You're an idiot. God, you're an idiot.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
If you're ever on the phone with God and I call, you better switch over to see what the fuck I want.
shoot.
That's a good one.
I don't, you know what?
I'll tell you what happened, Your Honor. I was driving down the road, you know, and, you know, listening to my music, and, you know, he was sitting there bebopping, boobopping, you know, and he cut me off, so I gave him the finger. I don't care if it's February.
You know, because, like, you know, February is like Black History Month.
God damn.
You know, so he's sitting there bebopping, boobopping, so he tells me to fucking pull my car over, so I oblige. You know, pull my car over side of road, and he comes over, you know, hip-hop and bebopping. He tells me to get out of my vehicle, so once again, I oblige.
Yeah, I don't know. Just rednecks are just funny to me.
Where did all of that come from?
I have no fucking clue.
That sounds like a movie line that you're quoting. No, it's but not, I don't not, think it is. No, I can't think of a movie that.
No, it was not. It was not. No,
I was not drunk in public. I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public.
I didn't know how many bouncers they were going to use to kick me out of that bar, but I knew how many they're going to use.
Thank you, Ron White.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's funny. Yes, we got a few more minutes here. Do you want to do some dad jokes?
Yeah, I've actually got one.
Okay, I'm curious.
But you do yours first, because mine's better than yours.
I doubt that. I highly, highly doubt that.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Why? What time are we at?
Oh, I mean, we got time, but
what time are we at?
We're totally good. Yeah, just giving us some time to get through some. So, I'm gonna give you three today. Okay. Let's see here. Let's do. How does the rock pee?
I don't know. Tell me.
He Dwayne's his Johnson.
You're an idiot. That one was pushing it.
That was a good one.
That was pushing it. It was good, but it was pushing it.
So this one really isn't a dad joke. It's more of just a public safety, but I feel like everybody should. Okay? So remember, priests invented baptism to remind you to wash your sex toys. Priests.
Dude, that's terrible. That's terrible, dude.
That's a good one.
That's terrible.
But again, more of a public safety announcement. I just want everybody to know, make sure you wash your sex toys. You know, that's why priests invented baptism. Anyway, continuing on.
All right, so I've got a pretty good one. Right. I don't know, that last one you had was pretty damn good. This one probably beats this one.
All right, I'm curious.
All right, so if you finish in your girl's number two area, does that make her a bus driver? Because then she becomes responsible for transporting and dropping off a buttload of kids.
You're an idiot. God, you're an idiot.
Oh,
fuck you.
Shit.
That's a good one.
I was going to say, I thought it was pretty good.
I think my last one was better, but that was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't have any others. That was the only one I had for today.
Oh, man.
But I thought it was absolutely
funny. Is a good one. Yeah. That is a good one. I thought you were going to ask me a question, so I was waiting, and the question never came. So I'm sitting here like, okay, fair.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's going to wrap up our show for today. So if you like our show, go ahead and get on our Facebook page, a 5-star rating. You will possibly be the winner.
Yeah. So yes. And we have one person that's already won one, and we're still working on I have the logo. I just got to get it printed.
Yep. So just sit tight and it will be coming.
I promise you it will get to you.
Yep. Also, on top of that, if you would like to check out the Indiana State Fair foods that we are talked about earlier in the show today, we will be posting.
Absolutely.
Also,
Mr. Vargo's Kickstarter, I'd like to see posted on that page as well.
Oh, well,
because
I can.
Should.
That's too easy.
I know it is. So Mr. Vargo's.
Just in case it's not.
Well, whatever. Mr. Vargo's your dad. I'm clear.
Mr. Vargo is my father.
The name's Crush.
So totally rock, Squirt.
You so totally rock, Squirt. Give me some fin.
Noggin.
Dude.
So anyway, but yeah, give us a 5-star rating on our Facebook and. We will be recording another show next week.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. We got some ground to make up for, so we will be recording next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Until then, peace out.
Peace out, Girl Scouts. Whoop, whoop.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.